This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, last week on Cross Hope, we began a new series from the New Testament book of James. If you go toward the end of the New Testament after the book of Hebrews, you find the book of James, a book written to Jewish Christians around the world who believed in Jesus as the Messiah. What James has to say is very practical for your life and mine, even today in 2013. God bless you as you listen to part two. There's some controversy over who wrote the book of James. There's about five men in the New Testament named James, and different scholars think different James wrote the book. I'm setting up a story here to tell you. One of the people that a lot of Bible scholars believe wrote the book of James is the half-brother of Jesus. Mary, according to the Gospels, did have other children. I don't know what you've been taught on that, but I can show you in the Gospels where it talks about the brothers of Jesus coming to see him at a particular event where the family of Jesus couldn't get near to him. So there's some people that say that's the James that wrote the book of James, the half-brother of Jesus. When we ministered in Texas, there was a young boy, 4 or 5 years old, by the name of James Nicholson IV. One of the most precocious 4 or 5 year olds I've ever met. And he would always introduce himself, even to adults, this way: "I am James Nicholson IV. Put out his hand. And I was always impressed with this little 4 or 5 year old boy who had the gumption not only to look you in the eye as an adult, and that's something that's a mark of maturity when children can look an adult in the eye and shake hands with them. That's a sign of growing up. But not only that, 4 or 5 years old and do that and then say, "My name is James Nicholson IV. His mother told me that one day he had a friend over the same age. They were in the backyard playing. She had the window open, and she heard the friend ask her son, "Why do you always say that you are James Nicholson IV? You always say that. You know, my name's Bobby. What, you know, you tell everybody you're James Nicholson IV. And so he very dramatically said to this little boy, "You see, I'm James Nicholson IV. And my dad is James Nicholson III. And my granddad is James Nicholson II. And my great-granddad is James, the brother of Jesus." And those were the exact words that he used. Now, there's a kid who has a great self-image to think that his great-uncle was Jesus and has family connections. But that's exactly, she said, that's exactly what he said. "My great-granddad is James, the brother of Jesus." So he claims connection with the person that some people think wrote our book that we're studying. We're continuing a series that we started last week in the book of James. At James 1, we're picking it up today in verse 12. James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me.' For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." Well, recently we told you about our renewed and redone website. It's crosshope.org. We'd like for you to look at it today, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you've missed, but also to find out how you can become a part of this ministry we call Cross Hope. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.